But what about anything else that sheep trays for?
Wool and wool, you know, you get some wool up on.
Well, talking about hogs, what about the male hog? What is he called?
Bull.
Bull. And what about a little one when it's first born?
Pigs.
Is anything between a pig and when it gets fully grown?
Well, a female, they call her a gill. Well, she ain't grown, they call her a gill.
What about a male? Something
in between? It's a male. If it gets grown, it'll be a bull.
What is a show?
Yeah, that's a half grown hog.
Half grown hog. Boy, is there anything that you've heard a hog call after it's been altered?
That's been mauled. That's been mauled. I don't like the hog after been mauled.
You ever heard that called a bar?
Bar.
Bar?
Yeah.
And talking about altering it, have you ever heard that called anything else? What did you say? Marking them?
Marking, that's what I said, marking them when they cut them. We said marking them, but I guess they're altering them.
Is that, some people say anything else? Mark them or cut them or alter them or... you ever heard them say castrate them or something like that?
I heard that too.
It's all the same thing?
It's all the same thing. My dad always says he's going to mark them.
Mark
them? I got some shrimp so much to mark. I have to mark them so they'd be fitting to eat, you see. The way they get large, they won't be able to get if they need it, you don't mark.
Is that right?
That meat be so strong, you can eat it.
Have you ever tasted any of that?
Yeah, I've tasted it. I've seen them picked out, too.
We're talking about hogs, you know, these stiff hairs that some of them have on the backs. What do you call those?
Bristles.
And you know, some of them have these long teeth.
Tush.
And if you were going to feed a hog, you say you pour the feed in a...
trough.
If you had several of them, you have to pour them in all your...
troughs.
Have you ever heard about a hog that grew up wild?
Wild? Oh, I've seen them over there in the books. They're bad everything. Wild hog.
Pretty mean?
Yes, they will tear you up.
Get after you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me, talking about animals, how would you describe the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You might say, listen to that calf.
Ball.
Or what about the noise that a cow makes when it's being fed or when it wants to be milked?
That's the same thing. I say it's lowing.
Lowing?
No.
Or maybe what about the noise, you know, that a horse makes when it's being fed?
Knee. The mule bray.
Mule bray. Let's say if you got some animals like hens and turkeys and geese and ducks. You call all of them together, so you got a lot of
noise. I say noise because a turkey gobbles and a hen cackle and a goose, a duck quacks. And I don't know what this is.
Well, what do you call all those types of animals? If you got a lot of cows and horses and mules, you say you got a lot of cattle. But if you got a lot of ducks and geese and turkeys and so forth, you say you got a lot of
fowl.
Is there anything that you call a hen that's on a nest trying to hatch out something? You say that's a
hatching baby chickens.